Simon Vav, Siv Base. Okay, it says here, Yesh, we're going to revisit the issue that we thought we put to bed back in Simon Dalet about the order of when you make the bracha and wash your hands. Like, it's reawakened over here. So it says, Yesh Nohagin, they're those who have the custom, Lahamtin Levarach al Matilas Yadayim, they wait to make the bracha al Matilas Yadayim, Ad Boam Levesa Knesses. Until they wait till they get to shul. They wash at home, but then when they get to shul, they make the bracha. And they arrange it that it'll be im shar brachos with the rest of Birchas HaShachar, you know, Asher Yatzar, Elokai Neshama, etc. Uvnei Sfarad, however, the Sephardic people of Spain, Lodna Guchain, that's not the minhag over there. It says the Mechaber. So in other words, the Mechaber is saying, don't do that. Now, the Ramah says, Balkol Panim, whatever you do, Lo Yivarach Shtei Pamim, don't make the bracha twice, once at home, when you wash your hands, and then again, as part of like the sitter says, with everything else, that's no good. So there he speaks that. If you make a bracha at home, when you wash your hands in the morning, first thing, don't make the bracha again when you show up in shul. He's obviously doesn't want you to have any doubt what he means. When you get to shul, that's when you make a bracha. Don't also make the bracha at home. Fine. He goes on to say, anybody who learns before coming to shul, which means there'll be a long time between he washes his hands and when he would make his brachas and everything else. So then, or he daven before he goes to shul. I'm not 100% sure what he means by davening. I'm not sure. I mean, maybe he means slichos, for example. Okay, but I'm not sure necessarily what he means davening at home. Maybe tikkun chatzos. I don't know what is going on. Whatever it is. Maybe Tehillim, saying Tehillim. It could be Tehillim. Mishnah talks about Tehillim. Maybe it's called Yispalo. Whatever it is. So then, Yivarcha Bebeso. Then for sure you should make the brach at home on Tilis Yadayim, Velo Yivarcha Besa Knesses, instead of making it in the shul, you know, hours later. Bafilo Bekahai Gavna, and even amongst those who do Takasay it at home, Yesh Nohagin the Sadra Im Shar Brachos, still there are some who, anyways, despite the fact that they're going to learn it for hours at home, or daven, or say tehillim, whatever it is, they still have a custom, nevertheless, to arrange it im shar brachas with the rest of the brachas that we say in the Beis HaKnesses, vein mevarchim beisim, they don't make the brach at home. And if you recall, before I get back to the nitty gritty, we're like re-digging up the dirt we dug once before, that is how my understanding of the Mishnah Berurah's final maskana is, that a person should do that, that's based on the Bir Halacha, let's do a quick sikkum here, because we get to back the trenches from scratch again. Bottom line, there are two ways people do it, as you can see from the very Mechaber and the Ramav here, two ways of doing it. Rav Malunitz, for example, who does get up very early in the morning, he gets up at whatever, 3 o'clock in the morning, he washes his hands, he says on Tis Yadayim, he gets to work, he daven shacharis hours later. That's one way to go. That's clearly defensible, that's what the Ramah seems to be saying at first. And then he says, oh, those who don't. The Mishnah Berurah seems to come out back in Siman Daled with the Bir Halacha to go like the Chai Adam who said, you should taka do that. You should wait till the end. And when you're finally going to daven, you should then make the bracha. Now, let me explain the rationale behind both sides. Again, before you see the details, the Mishnah Berurah is like all over the place at different side points. I'm not zoning on the critical points at first, so I'll make it clear before we get into the details. The problem is, usually when you do a mitzvah, you do the bracha then and there. Usually, of course, it's overly asiyasa, and usually the bracha comes before the mitzvah. The problem with Netilas Yadayim, of course, is you can't make the bracha until your hands are clean. So that's like the unique case. Shabbos Neros is like a similar weird problem like that. But leaving that aside, what? No, Asher Yatzar is on having evacuated successfully, I guess. You could say it, you could describe it that way. Yeah, true, it's also Birchas Shach on top of it all. Correct. Correct.
Otherwise, you say before you go to the bathroom.
No, you don't. Well, you don't.
Maybe because you can't leave it there.
You don't. And there's never been talking like that. But it's not a mitzvah. The point, but the correct response, the technical response is it's not a Birchas mitzvah. It's a Birchas whatever it is. It's like some things like eating apples, you make a bracha before, you make a bracha afterwards. But those aren't Birchas mitzvahs.
Either is
a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Right? We have a kmitzvah.
We don't say the mitzvah before we wash our hands. We say after.
Right, so that's the weird thing about Netilas Yadayim is you don't make it before you wash your hands because your hands are dirty. You can't make a bracha until after you wash your hands. So then, ostensibly, leaving all the complications, like, step one, and stands to reason you should wash your hands and on the spot make Alon Tfilas Kedayim. Like, yeah?
You could say Mada Ani without...
That's right.
And you could even say without a couple.
That's right.
You say, right?
That's right. Well, the reason why is because there's no Shem Hashem, no Kinui, no Pasuk, no nothing. You say Melech. That's it. Indeed.
I don't understand why Tfilas Kedayim is more of a mixture than
Asiyah. No, you're... not. Well, two things, yeah. One is once you, when there's a Chazal made a mitzvah, which we'll discuss in just a second, the technicalities again, that you have to wash your hands in the morning. So that they commanded you. So just the same way said, the rabbi said, you know, make an Erev, and Hashem said, put on tefillin, and the rabbis in all case said, make a bracha before you make your Erev, before you make your, put on your tefillin. So the bracha goes first. Once you're tefillin on, you can't make a bracha anymore. It's too late, right? So you would think the case by hands the same thing. Make a bracha and then wash your hands. I'm sure you have to have something different. I don't even agree with your assumption that it should be chachila say before. But regardless, it's not a mitzvah. So it's a non-starter. Okay? And even if it would be, it's because you can't, forget a shiur. The answer is it's not a mitzvah. So here, normally you'd think then it should be like on the spot. And taka, for example, when you wash your hands for bread, you have the same kind of problem. What people do, many people do, is they, I'm not discussing bread washing, I'm just illustrating a point. They actually wash their hands, and then with their hands are wet, they make the bracha, and then they dry their hands. Because since niguv, drying your hands, is considered an essential part of washing for bread, they say, taka, I didn't finish washing, I made the bracha before I actually cleansed my hands, because part of the cleansing is the drying. They actually do make the bracha first, if you will. They kind of bat both sides of the fence. They wash their hands enough to make a bracha, then make the bracha, and they finish the technical mitzvah by drying it. I don't want to discuss that more tonight. But the point is, in the morning you can't because your hands are dirty, so you can't make a bracha first. So first you wash, and then ostensibly you should make a bracha immediately thereafter.
Mr. Brewer said that you should tell the bracha.
And I guess, so now let's just rehearse the complication. The complication is, why? Why are you making a bracha in the morning? And that we saw there was a machlokas between the Rashba and the Rush, what you're trying to do. According to Rashba, the issue was, every day you're a bria chadash, a new creation, and like the Kohanim start their voda every day, wash their hands, so too should you. That being the case, when your day begins, you wash your hands. So it stands to reason, you wash your hands ASAP, you make a bracha ASAP. And that's A. B is the Rush. The Rush says the reason you're making the rabbi said you have to wash your hands because you can't daven with dirty hands. Made a special mitzvah to wash your hands based on the pasuk of Hikom, the Kodesh Elkecha, Israel, that you should prepare yourself to meet your maker. The rabbis made a mitzvah to wash your hands with water before you daven, and that's a mitzvah. Because your hands are dirty when you sleep at night, because you scratch and touch things, you die, must on those hands, your hands move around, therefore in the morning you have to wash your hands, make a bracha. And just to illustrate the points, without going too much back there, according to Rush, and even like the Grab Pasuk like this and so, he said that would apply for Mincha and Marav too. Just illustrating the point. That if you went to the toilet before Mincha, you have to wash your hands and make a bracha al Netilas Yadayim before going into Mincha. Even though we don't do that. But his conception is like, that's his understanding. Okay? We don't do that. Because we're afraid of bolshitas. So we want to basically do a situation where we're mechoyev to say the bracha and doing the bracha, trying to back both, make sense of it according to the Rush and also the Rashba. So here's the problem. When there's a big delay between when you get up in the morning and when you're going to daven shacharis, you're in a bit of like a first blush and a lose-lose situation. You can't win both ways. Why? Let's say that there's a 4-hour span between, I want to make a clear case where you can't win. 4-hour span between when you get up at 3 a.m. and when you daven at 7 a.m. And between that time, you're going to have a cup of coffee and not just wash and go to the bath when you wake up, but go to the bath and need to wash a second time before you daven shacharis at 7 a.m. because of your coffee you had, at 4. So now you can't win. Why can't you win? It's according to Rashi, he wants you to wash your hands at 3 a.m. when you start your day. That's your avoda beginning. According to Rush, that's not the washing that the rabbi said wash hands to be clean to daven. And that's not going to help you because your hands will be dirty at 6:45 when you go to the toilet. And then according to Rush, the rabbis then commanded you, and only then you're going to daven shacharis, wash your hands and make a bracha. So which hand washing should the bracha go on? According to Rashba, the first one at 3 o'clock. According to Rush, at 6:45 before you go. So you can't win. That seems like you can't win. Okay, so there are those who say, notwithstanding, that's the first thing that the Ramah is saying is, okay, so you'll wash your hands at the beginning, and that's the beginning of the day you wash your hands, like the Rosh Hashanah, and then what more can you do? You can't help it if You can't win, so that's the way to do it. The Bir Halacha in Beis, in Mishabura, said there and here, he's going to reference himself, said that according to the Beis Yosef, the Rashba would agree, the Rashba, who wants you to do it in the morning first thing, at the start of your abode in the day, would agree that it's legitimate to wait off on saying Al Tzilas Yadayim until much later, till you say all the brachas together. So that's a legitimate move. And it's either Rashba would say either A, wash it and say a bracha at the outset at 3 a.m., or do it all together with all the other brachas. So therefore, the Mishabura came out, as far as I can understand, as far as the Berkut told me, it seems like from the Bir Halacha there, the way to go is to not say Tzilas Yadayim at 3 o'clock, wash your hands, drink your cup of coffee, learn at 7 a.m., right before 7 a.m., go to the restroom, wash up, say Al Tzilas Yadayim, both for the rush, because that's for davening, and the rashba, because you're doing it with the other brachas, and say Asher Yatzar, Elokeinu Neshama, v'chulei, then and there. And everyone's happy. Now, just as a P.S., that's how I come out, that's how Rav Berkowitz comes out. You see, it's like not so clear exactly how everyone's coming out, and clearly Rav Malinowitz didn't come out the way. He continues, as I guess he has since time immemorial, since his youth, says the bracha early on anyway. So there's yesh v'yesh. But in any case, that's the lay of the land. Okay, you can ask your Rav what you ought to be doing. But that's the issue here. So, but now just reading that back into the Mechaber and the Ramah without seeing the Mishabura, which is going to make things like, you know, all complicated again. Just with that, the Mechaber said there are two customs, but do it now and do it later in terms of washing your hands. And he says the Bnei Sfarad do not wait till later, they do it now. Like the Rashba. Not surprising, the Rashba is from, this was indeed, the Rashba was from Spain. And the Rush, at least until his late age, the Rush actually went to Spain. I think at the age of 90, he moved over to Spain. If I remember correctly, the Rush left Germany at the age of 90 or something like that, and took a position in Spain, and he promised them, is this the Rush? I think it's, sorry. And he promised them, they're 90 years old, we're not hiring rivals at 90, and he promised them they'd get a bar mitzvah out of him, and he was a Taka Rav till 103, had like that. And he was a contemporary of the Rashba. Okay? I think the Rashba actually got on the job somehow. But in any case, be that as it may, so that's the Mechaber, and the Ramah base says you can do either or, he's letting you have wiggle room, just don't do both, whatever you do. Okay, now the Mishabura says on the side, sorry, okay, let's leave it, fine. I'll clean it up afterwards, it's fine. You have? Great. Mishabura's worried about all sorts of side issues for starters. I apologize about that. Sorry, that I didn't see. That I did not see. Okay. Now, the Mishabura says, first of all, Sivkatan Zayin, he said, Yesh Nohagin Lahamtin, there are those who wait to make the bracha. So he says, like, non sequitur here, basically. He says, Kabbalah Merebi Yudah Nechassid. He says, by the way, since we're talking about leaving your house and going to shul, you should know, like, Alpi Kabbalah, we have this. The Kabbalah here means we have a tradition, but the tradition is based on what we call Kabbalah, you know, like the mystical ideas of the Torah or whatever. We have a Kabbalah from Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid that Hayot Mebeso Lebeisa Knesses, when you leave home from your house to go to shul, Kodem Shi'is Pal, before you actually sing Davening Shachris, Yomer Pasuk Shema Yisrael. You should anyway say the Pasuk Shema Yisrael. We have that as the tradition, says the Mishabura. Aval, he says, by the way, if you're going to do that and tapids that Rudolf Chassid and say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad on your way out the door, then be careful. Yechaven, have positive intention. Shlo latzes bezeh hamitzvas ased kriya shma. You should have kavana that when I say this pasuk, I'm not fulfilling my mitzvah of kriya shma, because you want to say kriya shma properly with your tefillin on and with the birchas kriya shma and all together and like. As part of the Siddur of Davening, like, does it? Why do we say it twice in the morning? So if you're going to, so you shouldn't do that, right? So now you're getting smarter. Now you know you should have in mind not to be yotzi. Now, not Pashat, it's a big machlokas. It's a machlokas, it's a five-way machlokas, but the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is. Five-way machlokas. And one shita is it's derabanan, there's a tosis of that. But that's not normative. There's a shita, it's the first pasuk. There's a shita, it's the first paragraph. There's a shita, it's the first two paragraphs. And the shita, it's the first three paragraphs. So you can pick your poison. Normative halacha is, the first paragraph is probably, is midoraisa. And then the third paragraph is also midoraisa, but for a different reason, as he'll say it now in a minute. But whatever, what? He sees what's wrong, he has to say, but not because of Shema. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Exactly. His mindset over here.
If you go in the morning, you should say all the brachas Torah.
You're gonna. Yes. The truth is, you could read the words in Taka, since he's coming on the word lahamtin. You could imagine he means say brachas Torah now and al tilsadim later, and you could even say perhaps he means, although I don't. Perhaps he means, and you'll actually see this Mishabura later on, perhaps you can get away with saying that when I say Kriya Shema, the Pasuk, I'm not actually learning Torah, I'm just doing it derech, like tefillah, which could be mutter anyways. Not ideal. What is it as? Whatever. Or if not as tefillah, it's, well, what is it then? It is as a tefillah, whatever. It's not as a limud of Torah. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just like,
what you're saying is that you have to have in mind, you're not saying that Shema in the morning, that you're fulfilling your mitzvah
of Shema. Right. So we'll see later on, the Mishabura will say, some people don't say Birchas HaTorah before they say Slichos. And he says, but there's Pesukim and Slichos. So he says, okay, you can be Miyashiv. You can say that's not learning Torah, it's just Tefillah. So I'm saying maybe this is something we said here. The Mishnah doesn't like, no one likes that, you shouldn't do that. But I'm just, you don't see
right.
Certainly that you're saying Birchas Torah first.
He's right in what he's saying, that if you're going to say the first paragraph of Shema,
you should say Birchas Torah first. That's what he should.
It's in the morning, for the day. It's
once a day. No, but that wouldn't matter. But I know, but that wouldn't. That wouldn't matter even if you. Birchas Torah is once per day. We'll get to Birchas Torah, but the long and short of it is, it continues the whole day as long as you don't have a Hesach Hadas. So if you don't go back to sleep, which you're not doing after sleep. Taka, I have no idea. You got to have a. No, that's not true. That's not true. This question is not true. If you get up at 3:00 and you're going to learn, you make Birchas Torah then. Yeah. Okay. Who's? L'chor, yeah. I do not say it. Shema Yisrael when I leave the house. Okay, but now you know. Listen, Rabbi Yudah Hasid was no slouch.
What
so
does do in terms of
he says it. Well, what do you mean? Says he. Says it first. He gets up. What? Yeah, that's not a problem. This was a. That's a red herring. That don't. That's.
No, as long as it's of chassam.
It's a wrong. No, you've slept. You slept. It's like a new day. It's like Birchas Torah will wrangle its own complexity.
At 10:00 at night, and I stay up all night. I have
for the night. It's you're up for the rest of the day. Yes, you'd make a new. You'd make it then. It's there's problems. But answer your question is yes.
I think our best told me that yes, once he told me. I think he told me
after Chatzos, because there are those who want. There's a question. The question is how does Birchas Torah work? That because it's like. We talked a minute about making the bracha before you do the mitzvah. What's with that? Birchas Torah, you say the bracha, then you're learning. You say it at 7 a.m. and you learn 2 p.m. Where's the bracha? Maybe make new bracha. So the question is, how does Birchas Torah work? Depending on what the answer to that question is, you get all sorts of weird terutzim. Not weird, but you get all sorts of different terutzim. And then depending on the lumdus of that teretz, we'll say, oh, it's once a day, and therefore chatzos, alos, every time you go to sleep, wake up. You could make it every time you learn, and make it every time you take a nap in the afternoon. There's like different. We'll get there. It's a world to itself. But
so that thing about saying Shema, it's a minhag, it's a halacha.
It's not a halacha. It's a Kabbalah. That means like we have a tradition that this has got some kabbalistically useful significance from Yeruk Nasi Chassid.
It's not clear to me if you say it upon leaving the house or before beginning to daven.
No, leaving the house.
So much yotzim yourself, but this is do before you begin daven. As opposed to somebody daven at home.
I can't say more because no one else is more, and I don't know anything about it more. I don't know more. It sounds to me it's on the way out the door. You're saying it, I don't know exactly where out the door. On your way in, you say the Vesel came the life of Ruggish. That you do so on the way in the door. Okay, well, anyways. So whatever it is, he's just telling you, if you have that minug, so make sure that you have kavana to not be yotzi with that statement, your mitzvah kriyashma. Elaim ken, now he says, unless, if you're afraid, sheyavor zman kriyashma. Of course, if you're afraid you're going to be late to shul, or shul, the shul is davening late, or whatever the story is, and you'll miss zman kriyashma, then talk out kavana to be yotzi, because better to be yotzi kriyashma, that's your tefillin, than to not be yotzi kriyashma, and the time has passed. Okay, it's like...
Then wouldn't be time to say all three paragraphs?
Well, if yes, then yes. To answer your question, short, yes. If you're late to shul and you're gonna miss one kriyashma, don't go anywhere. Stop what you're doing and say kriyashma with all the three paragraphs. Yes, for sure, you should. Halacha l'maisa. Yep. Okay, fine. V'ayin l'kamim b'sof simin mem vav mashal kasavnu b'mishabura sham. What he wrote over there, and that is what he said. Mishabura there discusses saying all three paragraphs. If you're gonna miss it, exactly. That's what he discusses there. No. He refers, no. He does it all the time.
Verse himself,
yeah. Because he's saying that as opposed to, there's other things he wrote, like let's say the beer halacha, for example. So the beer halacha is also him. He's saying where it is. Yep. Okay. Fine. Now, Sifkat and Ches, so he said they wait the Lamtin Levarach to make a bracha. V'davkim holech miyad lebeis knesses. So now we're first backing the don't have a long delay. So therefore he says, Dafka, they wait if they're going immediately to shul. Avlim lomid achar natila, if they're going to be washing their hands and then learning at home for an hour before shul or whatever it is. The kol shekain kishemafsek basicha batela. Worse yet, if they're not going to be learning, it's going to be, you know, chatting away. Vachar zeh holach lebeis haknesses. They had schlep off to shul an hour after they had a whole discussion with who knows what about who knows what. So then umavarach sham al natila sidaim. Then an hour later they make al natila sidaim at shul. The kuliyama lo avid shapir. Everyone agrees that's not the way to go. Yesh hefsek gadol, you had a big break between Natil and Bracha, ukud lakameh, like we've said above, and we're going to say ahead down below. Okay, that's step one. So now you see, now he's leaning, sounds like he's leaning towards say it then and there. But okay, and therefore, osam sh'omrim tehillim kodam al Natilas yadayim, those who, after they wash, they stay home and say tehillim for an hour before they go to shul. And then they'll say al Natilas yadayim later on, at shul or at home, whatever it is. Lo yafem osim, that's not a good thing to do. They don't do right. Dahavi hef segarol, you got a big break between washing and saying the bracha. Now, kasava levush, says another excursus about saying tehillim. Osim shom tehillim, if you're going to say tehillim in the morning, tov yoser, the way to go is shiomro kodom atfila, to say it like immediately prior to davening. In other words, they're getting up at 3 a.m. So don't learn, say tehillim from 3 to 4 and then learn from 4 to 7. Learn from 3 to 6, and they say tehillim from 6 to 7. Say tehillim right before davening. Ayin sham atam, look at the reason there. Levush brings more Kabbalistic stuff, that it's like good at like tempering the Mekatrik, I don't know, like accusing angel. Ask me no questions, I have nothing more to say on the topic. But in any case, if you're going to say tehillim in the morning, if you have your choice, say it closer to chakras. Okay. Now. Yom v'layla b'torah and tefillah. So learn your Torah then. Right, that was the Shlah. He wrote the Shlah in the beginning that to be Machaber Yom V'Layla. So do like the Rizal, do your Shir Mishnayas, Kodom Lakol, do your Mishnayas there. Or Kabbalah, like you said, that's, you know, time to go for learning Kabbalah. And Lu Yotelem closer to the end. No, he was saying Shir Sut Shvachos. I don't know, maybe he was talking Ryan Tillem.
It's a little funny.
All right. I can't say. Okay, maybe did it. I don't know. Okay. Now, he says, B'nai Sfar, the people of Spain, don't lo nahagu ken, they don't do this way, meaning they don't wait to go to shul, they say it back at home. So he says, now, Vaskamas Achronim, the latter authorities agree, Linho Ka'anche Sfarad, you should do like the people of Sfarad, meaning don't wait, say Al Natilas Yadayim at home before you go to shul. Shalullah Hafsik, so you shouldn't have a break, L'charchila Bein Birchas Al Natilas Yadayim, but Hanatila. So there shouldn't be a big break between the bracha and actual washing. Ella, rather, Miyad Shenotel Yadav, immediately upon washing your hand, Sarach Levarach Al Natilas Yadayim, make the bracha then and there. Like, we'll call it the way Rav Malinowitz does it. Okay? Ach, he says, however, obviously, In Be'ez Shenotel, obviously, if the time you're washing hands at 3 a.m., you're washing your hands, Hutzach in the Kavav, you need to go to the toilet, Shafilu B'divrei Torah Aser, you can't do anything. You can't learn or anything, obviously. V'afilu Yachul Lahamid Atzmo Ad Parsa, even if you could hold it in. For Ad Parsa means the time, you could hold it in for the amount of time it takes to walk a Parsa. Parsa is 4 mil, which we'll say is 72 minutes. Okay, so you can hold it in for 72 minutes, even so you don't need to go that urgently, obviously. Even so, you should not make any brachas, not learn Torah, nothing, until you go to the toilet. And then, after you've relieved yourself, then wash your hands, make al ntzilas yadayim, and do a shir yatzar. That's the shari tshuva. So the shari tshuva is saying, coming out, saying, we'll call it the Malinowitz way. Do it at the beginning of the day, at 3 a.m., wash your hands, say al ntzilas yadayim, shir yatzar, birchas haTorah, learn at 7 o'clock, daven shacharis, and that's that.
What's the 72 minutes? What can you do during that 72 minutes? Just hold it in?
He's saying it has this application. He's even though, even if you need, he's just saying this. There's a discussion, which, like it's another can of worms, about the isser of. There's different opinions about at what point you can't daven anymore if you need to go to the bathroom. So there are those who say if you can hold it in for 72 minutes, then it's okay still to daven. There are other shitas across the board, but I'm saying so he's referencing that. He's saying even if you could hold it in for 72 minutes, don't do that. Go to the toilet first and make a bracha afterwards. He's like referencing, oh, what about that shita? If you need to pee, pee. Don't say brachas. You can't say brachas if you feel the urge.
Hold it for 72 minutes, going to shita says you can daven.
But he's saying, don't forget that. The shari tshuva is saying, forget that shita. Other shitas are saying, no. He's not, chachil, you shouldn't do that. Maybe b'dyavad only, that's going on the Gemara over there. He's b'dyavad. Yeah. First, relieve yourself. Anyways, by the way, it's a mighty hard thing to assess ahead of time. Can you hold it? When last, holding it for 72 minutes is a long time. I wonder what application of that. I don't think my bladder doesn't work that way. I don't think I could ever hold it in for 72 minutes. No. I don't think so. I'm sorry to hear what you said, because I'm sorry. What? Say again?
I said earlier, a week or two ago, it said, whatever you do, don't hold it in, because that is totally...
Right, exactly right.
And you risk of going sterile.
That's what we're saying, exactly. That's the point. So that's what we're saying here. Don't hold it in, go to the bathroom first.
Why are we even getting anywhere near 72 minutes?
It should
be like 7 seconds.
Yeah, because we also saw, if you remember, that for covered breeze, you could push it off. In other words, you're on the subway. You're allowed to hold it in, not pee on the floor in the subway. You are allowed to. Bottom line. Okay. What? Right. You're allowed to, and not on the third rail under any circumstances. So no, you're allowed to hold it in, right? So. Yeah, we're just, I mean, indeed, you're not supposed to hold it in at all. You have Baltashatsu, you have Loyevacha Akar, you have all these issues. He's just speaking it out. He's saying, agreed. Go to the bathroom first and foremost. Don't hold it in, don't make brachas. Okay. Fine. So far it's come out saying, like Shari Tshuva style, we'll call it the Rav Limitz way, do it first thing in the morning. Now then he says, so you think, oh, it's clear, right? The problem is, Vaila, come on. Look ahead in Siman Samach Sadi Beis, Sif Aleph, Bahagah. Look over there, and also the Mishnah Berurah Sham, what he said there. And also, then look back, Vayin La'el, what we said before in Siman Dalad, B'Mishnah Berurah. We said over there, Shekasu Sham B'Shem Chai Adam. What we said in the name of the Chai Adam, that's what I told you, we'll call that the Reb Berkowitz way, if you will. Meaning the way of waiting till the last, not getting up and washing at 3 a.m., saying that. Washing at 3 a.m. but making the bracha only at 7, so that's shalach achila according to the chayadim, as opposed to the shari tshuva. The chayadim says the way to go, first prize is yoser tov. The way to go is lahamtin. Do not make umilavarech al tilas yadayim. Don't make a bracha when you wash your hands at 3 a.m. Ad la'achar shemenaka atmo. So you clean yourself barotlis palel and you want to daven now at 6:45. The reason why it's like I explained to you, da'az yotz lechuliyama. Then you can be yotz according to everyone. Who's the everyone? The Rashba of, because by Beis Yosef, because you make with all the brachas, and the Rush, because that's the Netzil that enables you to daven now. That's what the Chayadim says, and it seems to me that is the Mishnah Berurah's giving ending up that way. Certainly, once you see the Bir Halacha over there in Dalit. Vayin Sham Bir Halacha, he says you look at the Bir Halacha, Shekasu with the Tov Az. The way to do it then is Yisader Acher Birchas Al Tilas Yadayim. Once you sit on Tilas Yadayim, also then say Vashar Yatzah Vegam Shar Brachas Birchas Hashachar. so you can fulfill that Beis Yosef's approach in the Rashba. And in this way, Myria Chaya Adam, you can do like the Chayam, Shekasa the Yotze Kliyama, you can fulfill what the Chayam says, you can be Yotze everyone Shita. So that's the one way to back all the horses. And my understanding is, that's the Mishnah Berurah saying, that's the way to go. Ein Sham Bir Alacha, Shemaisa Rav, he says, by the way, as I said back in the Bir Alacha, that the Maisa Rav, I, the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, Kasav Gamkin Kai Chai Adam. The Gra said to do it that way also, to wait till later and do it all together. So that's what it sounds like to me. That's the Mishnah Berurah's final decision. That's the better way to go. Nevertheless, umakom makom haosa kishari tshuva. If there ones who want to go to kishari tshuva, the Rav Milinowitz way we'll call it. Yeshlo gam malkein mal lismoch. They have what to rely upon. So that's why, after reading the Mishnah Berurah, I think you can hear he sounds like he's leaning towards Chai Adam, staying at the end. But he says, if you're not going to do the way, fine. You know, I'm not going to pick a fight with you. You have plenty on whom to rely. Okay, so that's how it comes out. La lacha then. That you can have go either way, but if you're asking me, my understanding of the Mishnah Berurah is saying that do it later on with all the brachas together, and you win according to everybody. Just remember that you should go re-dirty yourself, like I don't know what, touch your shoe or go to the toilet, and then wash again before shachras and make your bracha then. Otherwise, you haven't got the rush either, right? The subsequent washing 4 hours later is the one you're making the bracha on. Okay. Very good. How are we doing for time? Okay, we'll do a little more here. Sivkat and Yud, Shem Mavarcha Bebeis, are those who make the bracha in the house. Now, I am the Magen Avram, the Prima Gadam, with Shari Achronim, they all say, She Eskimu Defilu Shliach Tzibur, even the Shliach Tzibur, She Berach Bebeiso, if he, the Shliach Tzibur, the Shatz, made the brachas of an Altil Slime at home, Shuv Lo Yivarch Bebeis HaKnesses. He should not stand up there in front of the Amba to make Al Tzitz Daim in front of everybody. Which is how they used to do it in the good old days. Why? Before Sidurim, the Shliach Tzibur Mamash said everything for everyone, they just said Amen. But, the Biyameinu, nowadays is the Mishnah Berurah, Hakol Bakim, everyone knows what they're doing, everyone can say Al Tzitz Daim by themselves, and if a person's called a Baki, he's able to make his own bracha, then you're not allowed to emote him anymore. B'kol Echad Mavarach La'atmo, everyone can make their own brachas, the Ein Rotz Letzeis B'Birchas Shliach Tzibur. Shliach Tzibur is just doing it, I guess, out of tradition, but he's actually not functioning really to emote anybody. So if he's saying it for himself, that's cool. Let him say it out loud. People can say Amen, all the more power to people who need to get 90 amens every day. Great. But if he doesn't need to say it until Tzidayim, he shouldn't say it again now, because it's not for anybody, not for him. He said it already once. That's what Mr. Ramah was getting at. Don't say it twice. And not for everybody else, because no one else needs him, because everyone can do it themselves nowadays. Al-Kain, and therefore, the Makam Sheminak Sheh Shliach Tzibur Omer Kol HaBrachos B'Tzibur. The place where the minig is, the Shliach Tzibur goes up front and says it all loud in front of everybody. Like in our place, says the Mishnah Berurah, Shemina Kain B'Yom Noraim, on the Yom Noraim, Shemavarach B'Tzibur Gam Al Tzilas Yadayim. The Shliach Tzibur starts at the very beginning, including Tzilas Yadayim, V'Sher Yatzar B'Birchas HaTorah. Then, if that's the case, that Shliach Tzibur Yizaher Metchila. He should be careful on the big day. Shalo Yivarach Osam Bebeso. To not make the brachas at home. Then he has no problem. He's saying it for himself. And he says out loud. Everyone can say amen. That's cool. However, if he botched it, then Eira, if it happened, Shekfar Berach Osam Bebeso. If he forgot and he said it home already once, then he's stuck. He can't make new brachas. What she would have said, Yira, he should be, see to it, Levakish Le'echad, to find some guy, Me'ashomim, from the audience who listened to make the brachas, She'edaylo Berach, and who yet didn't make a bracha, and tell the guy, She'echav Netzeis B'Virchasto, and tell the guy, I'm making the bracha for you. This is like, under normal circumstances, a funny way to go about doing it, but here, to back the minhag of saying out loud, he's like hiding behind him saying it for somebody else. Okay? The truth is, without being too technical here, you're allowed B'Tzibur to make brachas for B'Kiyam. That's too much going on here to really be bothered about the tech, that's how it works, but that's the point. For a single person you can't, for a tzibur, with a minion you could, even for b'kiyum. I'm not getting into more than that now, it's not our halacha really. So, and therefore, az yed zahir shliach tzibur ma'od, if he's going to do it that way, and he's actually going to emote somebody, then he should be very careful, la'ashmiya kol lashon ha'bracha, to make sure his whole bracha is heard. He shouldn't mumble. B'lo k'mo shono hagem be'ez ha'makom. Not like those certain people who I shall not name, says Mishnah Berurah. She'ashliach tzibur mashmiya rak lashon tchilas ha'bracha v'sofo. He says Baruch Ata or whatever, and then he like mumbles or whatever, under his breath, and then he says Tzilas Yadayim. That's no good, because the person who's being yotzi with the bracha didn't need to hear the whole bracha. That's no good. The kevin shekavana so az bebracha lahoti, since it's kavana at that time, it's being motzi somebody. Sarech hashliach tzibur lashmiya kol lashana bracha. He needs to make sure the whole, all the words are heard by the guy who's going to be yotzi with it. Okay. It is definitely true. And if you're at someone's house and they make a motzi for you and you don't hear what they're saying a motzi, you're in a very awkward situation. Oh no, you can say amen. That's a different din. Well, you don't need. You're yotzi. Yeah, let me clarify. In as much as you need to be yotzi the mitzvah of saying amen, and say the 90 amens with din to say amen when you hear bracha, you're yotzi. All you need to know for. I'm stopping here. One last Mishabura, one sifkat, and we're still holding in Simon Vav. Simon Vav. We just have this one last sifkat and Yud Aleph. Which is almost, it's related, but it's almost, you don't have to even really particularly remember what was going on in the Mechaber. The Mechaber was talking about people having their option of either staying at home until Alam Tzilas Yadayim or at Shul, but not. And then Ramah said, but don't do both. Anyways, the Ramah was just talking about people doing it at home, don't have a hefsek. And then he says, by the way, B'chai Gavna goes on to Yud Aleph, it says, it's like standalone. Hanamash Nohagin Rov Hamonam. That which the people do, this pal slichos kodem or a book, right? They get up to daven slichos early in the morning, before morning proper. Bimei slichos when that time comes, right? Visham mazkirin kama psukim. Once they're reading slichos, they're inevitably going to say lots of psukim because they're psukim better than slichos. V'achar kach mevarachin al tzilas yadayim. Then after they finish slichos, then they go into the usual routine of the Birchas HaShachar, meaning they say Alon Tzilas Yadayim and Birchas HaTorah. So the problem is, the issue is, you're now saying Alon Tzilas Yadayim after a long break between when you wash your hands and after your 45 minute or whatever slichos session. And the second issue you've got is the Birchas HaTorah. We're in Sifkat and Aleph of Siman Vav. The Birchas HaTorah, because you're saying psukim prior to having said Birchas HaTorah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, look, well, in Birchas HaTorah, as far as the Birchas HaTorah thing goes, Yesh Liyashiv Ktsas, you could answer. We'll learn later on that it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas if you're allowed to, well, it's it. I'll read the words. The Osan and HaPoskin, those Poskim, Eino Om Osan Ela Derech Tfilah, those who say, since you're only saying this Psukim, not as a way of learning psukim, but just to, you know, effect, feel like you're saying, you know, for example, you know, Hashem Hashem Lecha Rachem B'chanan, etc. So, so that was a request. We should be careful not. We should end early, not late. Okay. Anyways, so in terms of Birchas HaTorah, since you're saying psukim, but those psukim aren't there for the sake of limud, so it's a machlokas poskim if you can do that without saying Birchas HaTorah. You're not learning to saying derech tefillah, and so therefore you could rely the people who have the minug of not saying Birchas HaTorah and then going to slichos first. They can rely on that. Fine. So according to those, you don't need to say Birchas HaTorah. Kamoshes Bar B'Simin Memvav Sif Tes. We'll say over there that there's this machlokas. But Gavain Sham B'Mishabura. Okay, the Mishabura is going to say don't do it. The Mishabura says best that you don't rely on that and you do say Birchas HaTorah first before you say any psukim, even Derech Tefillah. But if you don't, and that's not your minog, okay, you have on whom to rely, says the Mishabura. However, the hand wash thing is a bigger problem. Achlin and Natilas Yadayim, Shemafsikin Bahafsaka Kazos. When it comes to Natilas Yadayim, you made a massive break when you got up, and by the time you finish, you know, whatever, Kaddish at the end of Slichas, like an hour's gone by, whatever. Tzarech Iyun Liyashev. It would require, you know, a lot of contortions to justify that behavior, says he. And therefore, Vitzkim Achronim Sholasos came. The later authority said, don't do it that way. Eliyesh Navarach Vabesom Yad Bakumo. You should do what we'll call, well, yesterday we referred to either the Shari Tshuva's approach or the Rav Malinowitz approach, we refer to them both by the same token, of washing right away and then saying a bracha at that time. B'shuv ein levarach al until siyadaim be'beis hakneses. And of course, you don't make a second bracha al until siyadaim with the normal arrangements of the birchas hashachar. U'kamoshen is bar b'simen zayin sif aleph. Okay, that's plan A. Plan B, which is the plan that I was leaning towards, and my understanding of what base the beer luck, and even that last mishabura saw yesterday, he leans toward also to go towards what we will call the chai adam approach, or the Berkowitz approach, whatever he said. Oh, plan B is bishas kumo, when you get up in the morning, lo yivarach al tilas yadayim, don't make the bracha. Then what's the problem with the hafsek? Well, you've got plan B. Ela achar gemara slichos, once you finish saying slichos, yivduk atmo lekanav lenekavav. Go to the restroom, or yatil mayim, or urinate, v'yishafshef, and get yourself filthy by touching anything that needs to be that requires an atila. Az, and va'az, at that point, yivarch al tilas yadayim v'asher yatzer v'yispal. Then, after you come out of the restroom, you'll have to wash your hands medin. And then you'll, as I'm repeating myself again and again, you'll be able to rely on that atila being the atila. The rush always required you to wash your hands and prepare for davening. So the rush says now is the time to make the bracha dafka, and not, you know, prior to slichos. And as far as the rush, but you rely on the base Yosef, who said that you can put, the rush would agree, you can put all your tefillas, all your birchas sashach, including with on tefillas adayim lechachila.
And we did the work and then we went to the bathroom before.
So according to the rush, you missed the boat. You got a problem.
You know, you sit down to die in the morning, everything, and then you, before diving, 3 hours later, you went to the bathroom and then you washed your hands again. What's the problem with saying on Tuesday?
The second time?
Yeah.
It's all the Masakin to do once. According to Rashba, you can't say it. Because remember, according to Rashba, yet you said you're Yeltsi, so you can't do it again. We're choshes for both shitas. According to Rashba, you would never say two brachas, but the point is, according to Rashba, you don't say it now. You say it when you get up, you start your day. According to Rush, you talk would say now. That's why you're stuck both ways. That's why
only once a day.
Only once a day. Until Sidaim. Right. La halacha. So right. But the reason why I'm inclined, like who are me, but I'm saying in other words, I already told you everything I had to say, but I'm just going to give you my own personal svara why I'm inclined, because anyways, it makes more logistical, strategic sense to do the, we'll call like the chai adam, the Berkowitz way, waiting to the end, because you never know when you need to go to the bathroom, and that's inevitable. And if you do, then you're now according to the rush, you're not making the bracha that you're supposed to make. It's like, why would you want to bring yourself to that suffix? Rather, lechadchila, rely on the beis yosef. You can, the rush will let you say it later, and you for sure back all your horses. You're safe that way.
And when they say do it right away, like the moment, right?
Yeah.
I don't. When you say immediately, I mean, get dressed, and go downstairs. And
okay, right away, correct. After you put on your shoes, let's say. Or whatever.
Hands again, downstairs.
Whatever. He's
they don't mean they,
well, they actually talk, I mean, either really immediately or after you go to the restroom and then wash your hands a second time and say it right then and there. Every minute passed is less immediate. Like you're getting more into the gray area of a big hefsek. But it's okay. The point is you do it at the beginning. Yeah, okay. So that's at the beginning. At the outset, you know, right at the beginning of the day. You know, I don't think it's... Certainly, I would recommend, like a corollary of what I said before about why I'm anyways endorsing the chai adam approach, is I would certainly say you should wait, say, your antilas yadayim until after you put on your shoes. Anyways, because otherwise you for sure, if you don't have slip-ons, you for sure lapse into the needing to wash your hands again, and for sure you haven't done the mitzvah of antilas yadayim according to Rush yet. Like I was saying before, you don't know if you need the bathroom later on. Maybe we'll have to urinate before, so you're a suffix, so why get in the suffix? Just, but I'm saying you know for sure you put your shoes on. If you have to put on your shoes and they're leather and you touch your shoes, then you for sure made yourself into a mess. So why would you, even if you want to do the Milinowitz approach, let's say, for sure wait until you put your shoes on. Right. Okay. Correct. Then you're back to this. Then you're indeed. Then he would. Then yeah. These the Shar Chuvotei said then and there. Right. Without a bracha, right? That's why. Again, why? Like for all the above reasons, the Bir Locha went that way, and the Mishmur seems to go the way to go the Chayadim way of saying it right before davening, and then like then all the stuff falls away. You have no Bidi Ebed going on anymore. Because remember that, again, because you rely on the Beis Yosef, so the Rashba lets you do that lachachila. So you got it's just a safer way to go. And no downside, really. Okay? Fine. So that is that. We've, did I, yep, good, there we go.